Start the Gemara. Chazara today, Daf Yud Amud Aleph. You're at the second line from the top. Uparsoi Menolam Demi Yefes Kosu. How do we know that the Persians come from Yefes? Right, the Gemara of Yechon just darshan that Yafter Lekim Yefes, even though the Ebishter made beautiful for Yefes, the Persians were Zaychet to build the second Beis HaMikdash, right, Koyrash and Dayovish from Parsi, but the true Shechina is only Baal Hashem, is only in Bayis Rishon, which was built by the children of Hashem by Shlomo Melech. Now the Gemara says, how do we know the Parsoi came from Yefes? The Pasuk says, B'nei Yefes, the children of Yefes, Goy Meru Moga, Gamoda, V'yavim, V'suvel, Meshach, V'siros, now we're going to dash in all these names, Goy Meru Zeh Garmamyo, or Garmanyo, Moga Zeh Kanadyo, Modai, the Bach changed on Zukum Ashmoy, it's the Modai country. And Yovan, Zuk Makdunya, Yovan is the Makdunya country, Macedonia. Tuvol is that base Unaiki. Meshech is that Musio. Tiros, what's this country, this youngest son? Tiras, Puligibar of Asimov Rabbonon. Vamr Lord of Simov Rabbonon. Chad Omer Zuk base Taraiki. Vechad Omer Zuk Pras. And Tan Rabbi Yosef Tiras Zu Pras. So we have these two Shittas, Rabbi Yosef and this other Shitta, that Tiras is Pras. So we see the country of Pras came from Tiras, the youngest son of Yefes. That's how we know that Persians came from Yefes. Once we're dashing, we dash in some more Psukim and some more names. Safto V'ram of Zavtecha. The Pasuk over there continued that the children of Cush, B'nei Cush, Svova, Chavilo, V'Safto V'ram of Zavtecha. B'nei Ram, Shavol, Dodon. The Savta of the Savtacha, which are very similar, Rashi says, that's what we expound on over here. Tani Rabbi Yosef, I'm sorry, Tani Rabbi Yosef, Sakistan Gviyoso v'Sakiftan Briyoso. It was a city that was surrounded by two like rings of mountains, an inner Sakistan and an outer Sakistan. Between these two rings surrounding rings, it was 100 parsa. The hekeva alpha parsi, and the outer circle was a 1,000 parsa circumference. That's the next pasuk in Parshas Noach over there. Again, we're continuing to dash it. Bovel kemashmo. Erech zoirichus, the Akan is Bashkar, Kalno is Neufer Ninfi, is the country of Neufer Ninfi. We spoke yesterday. I in the art scroll and the Mesifta, and it has a whole map there, and it goes through in today's countries what exactly all of these countries are. So if you want to update it to your 2021 geography, that's what you should do. Ayin Sham. Ashur is a Silek. Ashur is the country of Silek. Even as Nineveh was Rechoyvas Ir Veskolach, he built Nineveh, Rechoyvas Ir Veskolach. Nineveh Kimashmo is the country of Nineveh. Rechoyvas Ir Zu Prastamishon is the country of Prastamishon. And Kalach Zeh Prastabursev is the country of Prastabursev. Vesresen ben Nineveh ben Kalach Ir Agdoilo. Resen is Aktisvon. Resen is Aktisvon, the country of Aktisvon. Hiyir Agadola. Any day, Nineveh Hiyir Agadola. Resen Agadola. Which one's the big country? Is it referring to Resen? Or is it referring to Nineveh? Kishuaim. When the pasuk says, the pasuk in Sefer Yoyin says, "V'Nineveh Hoisa Ir Agadola Le'Elakim Halach Shloisha Yamim." Nineveh was a big city. 3 days travel. Havayoyim Nineveh Hiyir Agadola. Nineveh must be the one that's the Ir Agadola. Continuing to dash your names, this is now going to the Pesukim and Shlach. V'shom Achiman over there, and it's shown there, it's Canaan, there was Sheshai V'salma Yelidei Ha'anak. Achiman, Sheshai V'salma Yelidei Ha'anak. Tono. Achiman is Miyuman Shem Achen. He was the strongest, the Miyuman, like the Ach Yemin. The Ach, the brother Yemin, the right hand. The right hand's the stronger hand. Shishai, Shemesim es Oretz, Shemesim es Oretz Keshchisus. When he stepped, his footprints would make indentations like potholes in the ground. And Talmai, Shemesim es Oretz, Talom and Talomim, he would make the ground burrows and burrows, rows and rows by dragging his feet. That's how huge these giants were. Dover Acher, Achiman Bona Anos, he built the country of Anos. Shishai Bona Olush, Talmai Bona Talbush, these are countries that they built. Yelidei Anok, why are they called Yelidei Anok? Shemanike Machama Bekoimoson, they would block out the sun with their height, and like Rashi explains, the sun would be like coming looking like an Anok, like a necklace around their necks, because their necks would be blocking out the sun. It would give a visual as if there was like a shining necklace around their necks. Omer Bishu ben Levi, Omer Rebbe, Asidu Roimi Shetipo Biad Pras, Lossid, the Rome, the country Roimi, will fall into the hands of the country of Pras. Shenemar, Lechin Shimu Atzas Hashem Asher Yo'atzel Edoy, Umachshevoysev Asher Chishev El Yoshve Seimon, Imloy Yischovim Tziri Hazoin, they'll be plundered, they'll be captured by the Tziri Hazoin, the young flock, Imloy Yoshem Lik Eleim Naveya. So the Tziri Hazoin, Rebbe is darshaning, referring to Pras, will be the ones that will overpower Edoim, that's the Romans, and the Yeshua Teiman. Mask of Lord Rabba Bar Ula, my mashmah the height Tziri Hazoin Prasu. Why are you assuming Tziri Hazoin means Pras? The Chsivim must be because you're referencing a different pasuk that we see that Pras is referenced as a Tzoin, as a sheep. Why Ha'ayo, the ram, a ram is a type of Tzoin. Hashem Re'isa Bar Kanayim, this is in Daniel's Chaloim, the Ayo, the ram that you see Bar Kanayim with horns, Malchim Modi Yiporas. So you see, Poras is considered an ayah, an ayah's tzoin. So that must be why you think that tziri hatzoin means pras. Ve'ema yovan, maybe this yovan dechsev, v'at sofir has sotir melech yovan. You see, melech yovan is referred to as sotir, a sheep. A sheep is also a tzoin. So why are you assuming we see the Edom, the Romans, will fall into the hands of tziri hatzoin? But how do you know it means the Poras, the Persians? Maybe it means the Greeks, the Yavanim. Kisalak Rechaviva Bar Surmiki, when Rechaviva Bar Surmiki came up to Eretz Yisrael, Omra Kameh, the Humad Rabbanon, he was telling over this kash of Rabbar Ulos to a certain Rabbanon. Omra Leh, this Rabbanon said, Mandel Yode Pirusha Kroi, Moisiv Tiyufti L'Rebbe, someone who doesn't know Pasha Psha and Pasuk, meaning Rabbar Ulos, he's going to ask a kash on Rebbe. This Rabbar Ulos doesn't know Pasha Psukim. I can't ask such a question. Why? My Tziri Hatzoin, taish the words. What does Tziri Hatzoin mean? The youngest of the Tzoin. Zutra Da'achoy, the youngest of all the brothers. Who was the youngest of the Bnei Yefes? Right, the Pasuk said, Goymer Umogag, Modai V'yovan V'suval U'meshech V'siros. The Tani Rabbi Yosef is Tiros is Upras. And Tiros is Pras. So Tziri Hatzoin is referring to Pras, because we know it's referring to the Pras, because it's the youngest of the brothers. He also says the same memory as Rabbi, that in the future Rome will fall into the hands of the Pras. How do we know that? We know that from a Kavachomer. Umam Mikter Shrish Madoch Bais Rishoy. Shabanu Bnei Shem was built by Bnei Shem, was built by the Yidden, was built by Shloya Melech. Vechrivu Kasdim was destroyed by the Kasdim. Noflu Kasdim Biar Parsim. The Kasdim fell in the hands of the Parsim. In that case, the Parsim weren't exacting their own revenge against the Kasdim, but the Abishar punished the Kasdim by giving them by having them wiped out by the Parsim. Mikdashani Bayesheni Shabano Parsim was built by the Persians themselves. Vechrivu Ramim and the Romans destroyed it. Ainadish Yiblu Ramim Biar Parsim. Certainly you'll say the Rome will fall in the hands of Persian, because now the Parsim, besides for so to speak taking the revenge of the Abishar, you see by Bayes Rishon, they're the ones that took revenge on behalf of the Abishar, you know, help the Abishar out, so to speak. Over here, they have their own personal negias. They have their own personal revenge. They're the ones who built Bayesheni, Rekoyush, and Dayovish. So for sure, they're going to be the ones to wipe out the Remiim who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Amarav, Rav has a different opinion. I see the Pras will be at Remi. If I care, Pras will fall in the hands of Rome. Does that make sense? The builders should fall in the hands of the destroyers? Meaning, based on our own human Havana, we should say, right, the Boyanim, the ones who built the Beis HaMikdash, they're the better people. So, before Mashiach comes, it should be they who should be the ones overpowering the Soisrim, the destroyers. Yeah, are you saying that the Boinim are going to fall in the hands of the Soisrim? Amar Lohu, in, yes, Gzeres Melechi, that's the Gzer of the Melech. Yigad Amri, Omar Lehu, he told them a different svara. Inu nami hokasasra bikinishta. The Parsiim, although they built the Beis HaMikdash, they also weren't such great people. They also did plenty of wrong things. They destroyed numerous shuls, Beis Knessas, Beis Medrashes. Therefore, they don't have that great samayla of a boyne that you'll apply a boyne biyad sturi. Tainam Yahu of Brisa Taka says just like this, Asida Prasha Tibo Biyad Roimi, in the future Pras will fall into the hands of Rome. Chada number one, the Sasra be Kanishta, because the Pras they destroyed many shuls. Vod Xeris Hamelech, Shiyiblu Boinim Biyad Soisrim, Azay is Xeris Hamelech, that the Boinim will fall in the hands of the Soisrim. De Omer Bidom Arav, or Ve Omer Bidom Arav, Ein Ben David Bo, Atcha Tifshe Machus Roimi Harisho Bechol Oilum Kuloi Tisha Chodoshim. Ben David, Mashiach won't come until the Roman Empire spreads over the whole world for 9 months. Right, the last remaining empire will be the Roman Empire. Right, so obviously that means the Parsim are falling in the hands of the Roimim. Why? The Shenemar Lochen Yitneim Ad Eis Yivoldo Yoleda will give them until the time that a woman who gives birth will have given birth. That's the 9 months. Yes, sir. And then the brothers of Klal Yisrael, the Aseres Hashvatim, etc., will all join back into Yerushalayim. So we see the Roman Empire, the wicked Roman Empire, will be their last one for 9 months to take hold of the world before Mashiach comes. Tana Rabbana. Kol HaLishkas, the Mishnah mentioned that the Kohen Gadol, in the 7 days before Yom Kippur, where did he go? He went into Lishkas Parhedrin. Zog de Brei, so kol alishkoi shahayu b'miktash loy hayu lahem mezuzah. Chutz m'lishkas barhejin. Shahayu bo, beiz dira, l'kayin gado. All the lishkas, all the different rooms in the Beis HaMikdash, did not have a mezuzah. Except for this lishkas barhejin. Why? Because this lishkas barhejin was considered a bayis, was considered a house, because the kayin gado lived there for the 7 days. Well, that's the next sheet, that's Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakhama holds it was chayv in a mezuzah like midaraisa, because it's considered a bayis. There were many rooms that were Beis Dira, like Rashi explains, because they had shayrim, they had guards, they used to stay overnight to watch, so they had many rooms that were lishkais, yet still didn't have mezuzahs. So therefore, Meikar HaDin, no mezuzahs were needed. El lishkas parhejin gzeira haisa was a special gzeira, as we'll see in a special reason why the lishkas parhejin had a mezuzah. Meikar HaDin lishkas parhejin did not need a mezuzah. A special gzeira, like we'll see in Amud Beis, Rashi brought it down over here in Amud Aleph, so that people won't say the Kohen Gadol is in jail. They put a mezuzah to make it look like a house, so they don't say he's in jail. But a special gzeira midrabbonim. Meikar HaDin midaraisa, even the lishkas parhejin did not need a mezuzah. Nor was a special gzeira. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning? I mean, why does he hold that Lishkas Parhedrin, and really all the Lishkas, why they not need a mezuzah? Amarabba, Kasav Rabbi Yehuda, Ko Bayish, Enu Yosu, Limoysa Chavim, Limoysa Geshomim. Any house that was, it's not used in the summer and the winter, Enu Bayis is not considered a Bayis. And since this Lishkas Parhedrin is only used for the 7 days, as sleeping, as a house accommodations for the 7 days before Yom Kippur, it's not, oh, Limoysa Chavim, Limoysa Geshomim, it's not considered a Bayis. And like Taisus Rosh and all the Rishonim say, and who are then all the other Lishkois in the Beis HaMikdash, they were also not used 24/7, 365. They were only used at nights. And if you see the Rishonim, it's a big tumult. God, were the guards tackle only there at nights? A tumult in the Rishonim about this. But so it's only Lila, not Yoyim. Also has to be. But Yehuda swore also, just like it's a Meisach Hamis and Geshom, it has to be Yoyim and Lila, and it's only a Lila, not Yoyim. Based on this svara, yeah, seemingly.
Where did the
Bezav? Yeah, so I told you the Rishonim talk about it on that Mishnah in Talmud that you're thinking about. And it seems from the Mishnah in Talmud that they learned that there were 24-hour shifts, and not just overnight shifts. I in the Rishonim, Chroinim, I don't know, Zichr the Rishonim. Oh, I don't know if that was in the Beis HaMikdash. That was probably in Harabayis or even outside of the Harabayis. That wasn't the Beis HaMikdash proper. Okay, you weren't allowed to sleep in the Beis HaMikdash. You know, Lishkas Parhedrin over here, or we have with the Rishonim Taisus ask over here, what about the Lishka that the Kohen Asar of Sapporo, the, what was it called? The Lishkas Beis HaEven. He stayed there for 7 days also. Okay, that's Harabayis, it's not Beis HaMikdash. Taisus talks about it.
You can't sleep in the Beis HaMikdash.
Yeah, correct. Let's go one more line, because now we're finished Chazorah. Eis ve'abaye. V'haksiv, the pasuk says, v'kisi es beis ha'choyrev al beis ha'kayis. So is it even something which is only a winter house is called a bayis? Even something which is only a summer house is called a bayis? If it's called a bayis, it should be chayiv ha'mezuzah. Amalei beis choyrev u beis kayis ikri. Yes, it's called a beis choyrev. Yes, it's called a beis kayis. But bayis tom al ikri, it's not called a plain house. The chashivas of a plain bayis is an all-around bayis. In order to be chayiv mezuzah, it needs to be a bayis, the choshev all-around bayis, not that bungalow, not that beis kayis or that beis choyrev. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda holds again, just the Chaz, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, Me'ikar hadin, none of the rooms, not even the lishkas parhedrin, needed a mezuzah. But they're abonon, so it doesn't look like a jail. They put a mezuzah on the lishkas parhedrin. Tanakam is saying, lishkas parhedrin is called a bayis, because the Kohen Gadol was there for 7 days, and therefore Me'ikar hadin needed a mezuzah. Ad kan chazorah.